Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ask, Dirt and Sprague answer.
Yeah.
This is the Mail Sack.
Mail Sack time.
Mail Sack.
Brought to you by Sparta TRT.
This is Sparta!
Committed to safe, simple, straightforward testosterone replacement and male performance therapy. Go to SpartaTRT.com for more.
Mail Sack.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour. Dirt and Sprague here, Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube.
Good
morning, everybody. It is Mail Sack time. Before we get to that, wanted to read one more thought here, and then we'll move on. I can't remember if there's any Oregon-related questions in the Mail Sack. I'm sure there is. Another one said, I'm a Duck fan. I don't like the title or bust because I personally don't think Oregon has the obviously best roster in college football, like Ohio State might have, really? Or Georgia might have. Notre Dame, Texas, Miami are all equal talent to Oregon, and while I agree with the sentiment, Oregon might be the best team in the sport from a talent perspective of what they're bringing back, I do agree with the overall assessment of that, of like, I don't look at Oregon's roster and think, oh my God, you are head and shoulders better than Notre Dame. Or head and shoulders, Miami added maybe the best quarterback in the country to what was already a championship appearing team. Now everybody's got to replace guys and, you know, put pieces back together. I don't know about Texas. Time will tell on that. Wow. I know Ohio State recruits at a number one or number two level literally every year, and there's not a talent drop-off that happens there. But I don't look at them and say you're head and shoulders above everybody else. Therefore, it's a failure if you do not win.
Well, I think it's easy in the moment to see the way the season ends and think, God damn it, we're going to lose all these guys. And then they all announce they're coming back and go, well, who has more loaded returning guys than us? Well, Notre Dame is a far more popular pick to win the title than Oregon.
They had better
odds. The playoff last year.
No, they have better odds to win the national title than you do.
You go through the laundry list. It's easy to stay in our bubbles here locally, but you go through the laundry list and there's some pretty damn loaded rosters. So to that point, like, who knows if your roster's any better than like four other teams.
Right. You won't know until you play them,
exactly.
And that won't happen until, for some of them, later
the
in the year. You know, maybe in the regular season or playoff. Let's get to the Mail Sack, as always, brought to you by our great friends at Sparta TRT. Whether you're hitting the gym or just trying to survive the workday, don't just watch from the sidelines. Reclaim your edge and win at the second half of life. SpartaTRT.com. Are you gentlemen ready?
I'm ready.
We're ready to roll.
Yeah.
Mail Sack question, what's up with the new intro music? Did Tom Dundon buy Odyssey, so now you have to play Muzak instead of music? That's from P1 Jamie, our Colts fan. First off, love you, Jamie. You're great. Love you having you as a P1. Shout out to Daniel Jones, maybe being ready to go for year one. It is about it's a trademark thing. It's a copyright thing.
YouTube.
For YouTube. That's why we had to change our music.
YouTube numbers have been very good. We've been advised legally, stand our ground.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so...
So
the real music goes.
See you later. Do we miss it?
Yes.
Absolutely. Every
yes, we
day.
Do.
Every
I
day.
Spent 15 years building up that library. It's about 800 songs deep. And, you know, I will remember you.
We had opens that were perfect with the music, and now they sound kind of funky and weird. Yeah. But you know what? We move on. We evolve.
Yes.
And we will grow. And we will look back on the time finally, but say, it's all right to have a new future.
Mail Sack question, what concert would you go to that you would have to travel to, and I mean flying over 200 to 300 miles? Is there any concert that would get you to fly to it? I don't think that there is for me. I'm not a huge concert guy at this stage in my life, if you can't tell. I don't like leaving the house, loud noises. There's not many artists that would get me. Like, I would love to see some people, but the idea of flying just to go to a concert, not my cup of tea.
I don't know that I would... Probably the only thing would be maybe somebody at the Sphere in Vegas, because that's such a different
experience.
Who's
the person
experience?
You would most want to see at the Sphere in Vegas?
Boy.
You know what they did at the Sphere in Vegas not that long ago?
What'd they do?
Wizard of Oz.
Ooh, that's pretty cool.
Ooh. That must have been
incredible. Do they show movies? Like, is that a regular thing or was that a one-off?
I can't remember. I think it was a play.
Oh.
I don't know, actually. But they did The Wizard of Oz. I know people that went and saw the show.
It'd be cool if you could find a way to fit the entire, like, expand the size of everything and just show a movie in that. Imagine seeing the Odyssey
in
that.
House falling from the sky?
Yes.
That'd be a little
it's
scary.
It's like over your head?
I did. We were 24 hours away. So the day we left Venice on the cruise, that night, Andrea Bocelli was doing a concert in St. Mark's Square in Venice.
That's pretty cool.
And yeah, Megan and I were like, had that happened like the night before or whatever.
One night earlier, we would have been there.
We would have, yeah.
Nickelback in Toronto would be high on my list.
Flying. Now, we've seen him in the Argonaut Stadium or the Blue Jays Stadium?
Blue Jays.
Or the Raptors Stadium.
Rogers Center.
Oh, the Rod. Yeah, probably the Raptors.
The old Sky Dome.
You got options here. You got options.
Well, it's Nickelback. You got to go to the Blue Jays. Yeah. Probably have to go to the Blue Jays for
more
seating.
You get in the hotel room out in center. Are those still there anymore? Did they turn those into
the ones that caught the people having sex?
Yeah.
They're naked. Let's see what else we got here. Mail sack question. If you three were driving somewhere together, who is driving, who's riding shotgun, and who is riding in the back? I believe, now correct me if I'm wrong, we've only road tripped one time as a threesome.
A Beavers baseball game?
Beaver baseball game's the only one that sticks out in my mind.
We did go together, didn't we?
Alex Crawford was also with us at the time.
Nice.
And if I remember correctly, Swag drove.
But we took his car.
He did, yeah. I mean, he was the guy.
Let's say it's a mini road trip. They want us to go watch Dan Lanning play Lupoy at Berkeley. So it's a 10-hour drive.
So we're driving to Berkeley.
There's a rented car by Odyssey.
Yes. Drive down,
who's
cover
driving,
the game.
Who's in front, who's in back?
Oh, boy.
It's going to say a lot about your personalities by your answer.
I think Swag's driving. Mm. I think you're sitting shotgun yelling at him about the way he's going and the way he's driving. Probably too slow for you.
I would definitely be driving too slow.
And I think I'm asleep in the backseat.
I think you're close and you're not right.
Mm. Okay, what is the order?
I think you're in the front because I always want to sit in the backseat.
Oh, you're a backseat guy?
Yeah. Mm. I don't like being in the front.
You don't like sitting in the front seat and like riding shotgun?
Not a fan. Mm. Anytime I can ride in the back seat, I absolutely will.
I mean, take advantage of it. Yeah, it's way better than sitting shotgun.
It is one of the things that, like, it's easier said than done for people when a celebrity gets in trouble for a Dewey.
It's just hire a driver.
If I had the money, I would legitimately hire a driver.
I
would love to just sit in the back seat, scroll my phone, take a nap, show prep, whatever.
So I think the answer then would be...
Swag, you in the front, I'm in the back.
Sure.
That's my opinion.
As long as your feet are on the passenger side so I can recline my seat and also fall asleep.
Well, I got longer legs. I don't.
It's not going to
affect your
toes.
So close up to the dashboard because of your leg length. You could probably lean back and I'd still have a lot of space in that back seat.
Well, now throwing you out the back window.
Actually, you know what?
You've been ejected from the vehicle. Get him out of here, Swigart.
We have to legally think about this. Is he tall enough to be in the front yet?
No, I don't think so. I need a booster seat for the back.
Booster?
There's got to be a booster back there. Or a phone book at least. So
would you want to drive? You sound like you don't want to drive at all.
I hate driving.
You do?
I hate driving 15 minutes away from my house, let alone California.
Yeah.
Let alone Eugene. I can't stand it.
Brutal.
I'm not driving anywhere, man. No. Mail sack question, if Dirt and Sprague's college football fan positions were switched like a Freaky Friday situation, how would they each be feeling about college football as the season approaches?
Some maintain I am a duck honk.
You are a duck honk. We know that. How would you feel, duck honk?
Is this
the year?
Well, if everything is the same except the fandoms, like our personalities are the same, I do think Dirt is much louder about Oregon State being ditched and abandoned by the conference that they were a part of, but I also think he still loves college football enough to say, like, he tells you it sucks. He probably is a little more knowledgeable of the depth chart of Oregon State, even maybe more so than a Phil Steele.
Yeah, I'm more of a college football guy than you are.
Yeah, because you follow the recruiting stuff a little closer. You can tell me the three deep of Oregon's tight end or linebacker room, or you'll name a kid I've never heard of who hasn't played, but he played at the end of Portland State, so keep an eye on him.
Did you watch Nazir highlights last night on YouTube?
See, that's what I'm saying is...
Maybe the best play in the Big Ten championship game. Learn the name now.
I do think if we're reversing, I'm not caring about being blown out if I'm on the Oregon end, and I do think you're a little louder about Oregon State being ditched from the conference.
Seems like a fair assessment. I would say if I were a Beaver fan going into the year, I would just be looking for and praying for any glimmer of hope.
Yeah.
It's just a sign of life that you know what you're doing. Yep. You have a functioning I don't need you to win 9 games. Hey, I don't care. Just show signs of life. Give me something that keeps me invested as a fan.
Yeah, because you could lose, but you could still lose and say, well, these areas are good. They're just not winning the games.
We were competitive here. It's year one. Give him another year or two. Let him bring some more guys in. And he's going to bail if he has success. We all know that. But at least set the program up in a place where you can be competitive. If James Madison can do it, you can do it. That should be the philosophy.
Oh, they got their S together, James Madison. Dude.
Evidently, they do. Will the third coach in a row do it? I don't know. But that's all I would be hoping for going into the year. Mm. Cautiously optimistic about the coaching change and praying for a sign of life. And excited to have some, albeit never the same, normalcy again of, hey, this is a conference game. And if we win it, it counts in the conference standings. And if we win enough of those, you could play in a conference championship game and have a pathway. Like, you're not playing a independent schedule while having a Pac-2 logo on your jersey and playing. Like, it just, that has been awful and brutal the last 2 years. Mailsack, congratulations. You were in charge of concessions at the newly renovated Moda Center. Mm. Congrats on the new gig, guys.
Yeah.
Pick three chain restaurants whose food you would want in the arena, and what is the Moda Center's signature dish?
I mean, we joke about it, but legitimately, it is a good arena meal, Panda Express.
Yep.
The bowls are perfect.
They're fantastic.
The noodle, the orange chicken, the broccoli beef, the whatever you wanted, the shrimp. I don't know what you like, but
their orange chicken is undefeated.
It really is.
It is undefeated.
It's not healthy, but man, it's undefeated.
It is so good.
I mean, is going to Chipotle ever a bad choice?
Yeah, I just don't know about the idea of a burrito at a game, but you could do the bowl, I guess.
The bowl or the nacho?
Do the bowl. Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm kind of out on Chipotle right now. I have not eaten it, by the way. Still standing strong. Solidarity.
And I like, actually, the current options we have with pizza.
Can I give a throwback option here that I think would be really cool? They'd never do it, but if you put me in charge, why the hell not? Why don't we get a Taco Bell in there, and when they win, they give you a chalupa on your way out the door.
Or diarrhea.
Who is not hungry for a chalupa on their way out of an NBA game at 10 o'clock at night? You would eat that thing in 7 seconds on your walk to your car. I know you would.
I had a lettuce wrap burger last night, not remembering at all about that diarrhea story.
A lettuce wrap burger?
A burger wrapped in lettuce.
As opposed to a bun.
You did a lettuce bun?
Yeah.
Do people do that?
Yes. Okay. That's the keto plan.
Are you ketoing over there?
No, I'm not keto.
Are you anti-buns? You don't like your buns? Huns?
Most white buns have got a lot of sugar. I'm just kind of watching what I eat a little bit.
I'm just asking questions.
It's such a coast month. What do we want from me?
Just asking questions.
Let me, you make fun of me for being healthy.
I would like to see maybe some more iconic local restaurants. Like, could you do a little ringside steak bite onion ring thing?
You want a steak?
No, like the steak
club
bites.
Level? Is that in the club level you're putting this?
How long do I got to sit down for? How much time do I have? Because I always feel like when I go to basketball games, it goes a lot quicker than you realize. Like, you think, oh, it's halftime, I'll go grab a beer, and you look up and you're
quick.
Like, dude, it's 4 minutes into the third quarter.
Minute halftime.
What the hell happened here? Yeah. So that's a tough part with a place like that.
Well, I'm thinking you're going to get, like, your main thing, like, when you first arrive.
Because
the games
twice?
Are at 7 or 7:30.
You're eating twice at a game?
Ooh, double dip the chip.
You fat ass.
You might get popcorn, you might get like ice cream or something later, but if you're going to eat at the game, you're not going somewhere before.
Yeah.
Like you're eating what would constitute your dinner meal at the game.
Well, like I want to
get something either when I'm there kind of out in the concourse or something initially when I sit down kind of as the game starts.
Pizza places need to be doing more slice things. Can I just put that out?
More slices.
This weekend, I was near a pizzeria, and it smelled so good, but we weren't in a position to sit and order a whole pizza. And
you just wanted a slice?
They don't do slices to go.
Who doesn't do slices to go as a pizza place?
A lot of
pizza places.
A lot of pizza places.
Like outside of a chain, I get a chain not doing that. Like
spots don't do slices.
Really? That's the best part about the pizza place I go to. You go in, it's like $6 for a slice of pizza.
And that's what I was going to get at is the pizza place in there I like. They're local to near like me and around Portland. I got them not long ago going to a Fire game and it was like $17 for the slice. Because it was slightly thicker and squared. And I'm like,
That feels like a really big... I get it from like, hey, we're Domino's. We just sell pizzas by the bundle. Like, by all means. If you're a local pizza shop and you're not selling slices of pizza to walk-in traffic, you are missing out on so much money.
Yeah, but how many slices do you cut versus what you actually make on it?
Exactly.
Because you might think you grab a slice, but what
but
if
after
you
that
and nobody else does
pizza's sitting there
all
for a half hour and nobody's come by.
It's a weird spot to be in, like, where I want a slice, but maybe not enough enough, people go to places for slices. It's like, give me the whole pie.
Yeah, I mean, I see that argument, I guess. I've never ran a pizza shop before, but I'll tell you, as a consumer of slice of pizza from time to time, we usually do the full pie, but every once in a while, it's like, I don't want, like, four leftover pieces of pizza for tomorrow. Let's not be a fat ass.
Yeah.
Just give me two pieces of pizza for dinner, and that usually does the trick
if
they're big enough.
It's my biggest thing, dude. We need more to-go slices in our city. If I'm roaming town, I'm going to get hungry. I'd love to jump in there and buy one slice of pizza and get out and eat it on the go.
Slices to go are great. Mail sack question. As a guy with kids, how much sympathy weight did you gain while your wife was pregnant?
Oh.
I don't think I've gained. I'm just fat
in general.
Sympathy
weight?
Sympathy eating?
It's more about her coming on my level than it is about me gaining weight. I think I stay a pretty consistent fat.
What?
And then it's, you know, she.
And then she what?
She joins me in the club for a brief amount of time and then goes back to being her healthy, beautiful self.
Make fun of her for eating a burger and lettuce.
She would not do that right now. We're doing pints of ice cream currently. So,
okay.
You
know,
I mean, it's look, the sweets? Pregnant, does she have a sweet tooth?
Oh, absolute sweet tooth. Mm. Absolute sweet tooth.
How is eating different with Wyatt and or Moses than it was with Teddy Ballgame? What's changed?
I don't remember a lot, to be honest with you, about the eating habits. She seems to think on a daily basis the argument is, I am so fat this time around, and I look at her every time and say, you're pregnant. But I think that's a pretty normal conversation that happens in pregnancies. Mm. I'm much bigger this time, and I'm like, I don't think you're much bigger this time. She's worried now the baby's going to be 10 pounds. I don't think the baby's going to be 10 pounds, but, you know, that's our day-to-day dialogue.
Famous last words.
That's true.
That's what we thought.
That's true. Although a very highly likelihood we're having an early kid with a C-section, if that is the case, it's not going to be fully cooked, and I'd be shocked if it's 10 pounds. But also not a...
We induced a week ahead of schedule, and, yeah, he was still 10-10.
Yeah.
Did not gain any weight.
Didn't gain any weight. Yeah, I don't think I've gained any either.
I don't remember.
My wife didn't go ham though. Like she ate, but she didn't like.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
no.
I'm always fat, so you know. That's the way it works. Yeah. Mail sack questions. You guys know that you have a guest today. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, we do. Thank you for that reminder.
Look, we get a lot wrong. Can you at least publicly acknowledge how awkward you were there?
We were going through everything. We were a half hour into the show. I'm like,
you were. I was more worried while I was talking. That's what that sounded like when I said, "What you go on air? Do we have a guest?"
I want to make sure I read the text right.
Well, yeah, but we were live on air.
We were. The talking in the headphones is like should be a no-no on live radio. It should.
Sometimes
we should ban
it's
that.
Necessary to sort stuff out that we need to get.
And then he starts talking to me while he's talking to you, and I can't get a thought out because in the back of my ears, all I hear is Swigard going.
The audio is in the green on the top left of the page, and if you scroll over there, you'll find it at the cut on down.
That's what happened to me in the middle of me talking. He's like, "Oh, we're not having a guest today? A guest? What?" I thought we were having a guest tonight.
Turn the microphone on. I think that should be a show rule.
I've had the entire Petiti press conference going since he started.
We're more professional.
You're not talking the entire time. You're talking some, but you're not talking the entire time. I think that's a new show rule. Banning talk back.
10-hour road trip with us. Would it be good or bad?
God,
I don't know.
It'd be horrible.
Who gets the music choice?
Driver gets the music choice.
Oh, God, a lot of OER. What are we going to get? Like robot, techno?
You won't get country, I will tell you that.
Neil Diamond, you mean the best road trip music? It's country. Come
Michael
on.
McDonald?
No.
On the road again.
Oh, yeah.
We got some more Sparta TRT mail sack. That is next on The Fan.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. And you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in. It is
like an 80s sitcom.
It does, dude. I feel like
Wings. It sounds like something you hear in Wings.
It is 9:28 on your Tuesday morning.
Full questions up. Who wins more postseason games this season, Dan
one.
Lanning or Justin Herbert?
That is
That's a
great one.
Great poll question.
That is a phenomenal poll question.
I think Lanning's going to win.
I think I go Lanning. Yeah, I think I go. I've at least seen him win one meaningful playoff game. Herbert. He's let me down. I hammered the Chargers. What were they, 3.5-point dogs in New England last year? I want to say, in wild card round.
Yeah,
that was my favorite bet of wild card.
Remember the Houston game? Not go well.
Oh, I remember the Houston game. Yeah. Yeah. Although two of those picks went through players' hands. You know, come out the context. Mail sack, more so for dirt. Do you know sup with you, girl? If so, did you ever meet them?
Oh.
And the lore of them being Oregon alumni.
Yeah, because
you love
guys.
Your Ducks.
I do love my Ducks. I do know sup with you, girl. Jamie Slade's one of the guys in sup with you, girl. I went to high school with him. He grew up in Eastmoreland, so I've known him forever.
Why weren't you in the band?
I'm not musically talented in any way, shape, or form.
You think all those guys were?
I think yes,
part
I do.
Of the, posse.
I think the creation of the song and the behind, like there's at least a musical back. I don't have much of a musical
background. Why weren't you in the video?
I should have been in the video. I actually have a funny story about the video. One of my buddies from college was in the first I Love My Ducks video. He was one of the rotating mascots. They did not have the rights to use the mascot in the video. And they asked my buddy of like, hey, man, do you think you could grab the suit and come be in the video? Brilliant idea on their part.
Smart move.
Oregon strongly disagreed with that thought process. And I believe he was fired from being the Duck.
Ooh.
And then the video exploded and became this thing.
Then they embraced it, didn't they?
They made T-shirts that said, I love my Ducks. And all of a sudden it was like, well, now you can have Joey Harrington for the next video. Yeah. I Smell Roses. So, yeah, I knew them. That was right. I mean, I was there when that song came out. I was a student at Oregon when it happened, and I remember standing on stage. They did a concert. God, that song got so big. In the 2010 national title game, there was a big concert down in Glendale, and I didn't really know what to do with the press pass other than I'm going to see how far I can get away with stuff of, like, how far can I take this? Because it was kind of my first point at a national thing with a press pass.
Yeah.
And they had the band from Animal House come down and sing Shout. And they had this huge concert, and then Sup With You Girl came.
Oh, Otis Day in the
Otis
Night.
Otis Day in the Night, the actual guys from the movie, and they sang Shout, and then Sup With You Girl went up on stage, and I literally just walked onto the stage. Nobody said anything because I just had a press pass on, and I just hung out back there, and it was pretty cool. So,
only interaction with Sup With You Girl outside of knowing the song and hearing about it is I remember the year I covered Oregon State for Comcast. I don't remember how, but some conversation on Twitter got to, like, Chip Kelly, and I remember saying, like, Chip Kelly's not staying here. And one of them responded with his Sup With You Girl account. It was
very
you
upset.
Don't know.
Very
it's
upset.
So good here. He's never leaving. And literally a year later. See you later.
The worst one of the bunch was the Matt Carney, Please Don't Go Chip song. That one didn't age very well. Thank you for coming home. I'm a fan of it. I know it's not all are.
Hey,
after
it's
the
in
first
a time
quarter,
capsule.
It is in a time,
it's
capsule.
In a time capsule.
It will be dug up in 250 years.
Yeah, the Chip Don't Go.
His
is...
Chip Don't Go one did not, you know. I digress.
But, like, who make... I guess I would ask, like, did you make that song and you thought, well, Chip's going to see this and he's never going to leave now?
Probably thought process, yeah.
That's wild.
I have the power
that
to keep Chip Kelly around.
That is an insane thing to think.
Chip Don't Go.
Although it probably generated a lot of clicks.
I guarantee you it did. Mm-hmm. Mail Sack segment continues, brought to you by Sparta TRT Mail Sack. We are both Seahawks fans. Mail Sack argument with my brother. We are both Seahawks fans, which makes this an even funnier debate, in my opinion. Am I being ignorant that I don't care about the Rams potentially grabbing a 36-year-old Aaron Donald out of retirement?
Are you being ignorant?
Yes. Basically insinuating he's
like
not
going to make an impact.
We don't care. Bring him out of retirement.
I don't think you're being ignorant to wonder aloud how dominant is Aaron Donald going to be after being out of the league for 2-3 years. Don't diminish the idea of what Myles Garrett will do for an Aaron Donald if he's 60-70% of what he was. If he is 60-70% of what he was, yeah, I'd be terrified.
80% of Aaron Donald is still one of the top 10 interior defensive linemen in the NFL.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if you guys saw this in your emails. We got a list of the current odds if Vita Vea is to get traded.
Yes, I did see that.
1-1.
Rick
LA
Stroud
Rams.
Says no. He's a Tampa Bay-based guy. He says no, but Vita Vea saw Dexter Lawrence and said, what?
And he had a demand of wanting to go home or to Vegas. He wants to be in California or Vegas.
I
he
mean,
wants to be on the West Coast.
I know a Bay
so
Area
the Rams
team
are even odds. Chargers are 2-1. Niners 4-1.
They're all the favorites.
Raiders,
I would love the Niners
to
get him. Now, you kind of have to pay him. That's kind of be the deal that. I don't know how
so
I feel
good
about that because he's kind of old. But damn, is he good. I mean, look, here's the thing about the Rams. I don't blame any fan of any team for kind of just saying, like, yeah, what? Like, how many times in our lives, like, go back, Swag, when you were watching in the 30s, Dirt, when you and I were born in the late 80s, in the early 90s, like, how many teams have been assembled that have been talked about to be scared of, and then, like, two things go wrong and it doesn't formulate? It's not that the Rams won't be good. It's the idea that, like, Matt Stafford, at any given moment, season's over.
Yeah.
Myles Garrett, We'll see if you're out there for the full 17 games.
It's Aaron football,
Donald,
dude.
Welcome back from retirement life. Right. The back kind of hurts today, doesn't it? Like, it's Davante Adams. I mean, as nice as that team is on paper, and believe me, they should be a favorite going in on paper, there is a bit of like a, let me lace them up and see how this is actually going to play out. I'm terrified of it on paper.
Yeah,
but I
the
also
idea
get like not caring about it to the point of like, well, we can't ever.
Yeah,
you never know.
Yeah, you never know. I do think downplaying the impact of an Aaron Donald is a little ignorant if he is to play. Now, do I think he's going to be the level of player that he was before he retired? Like, no, he's just a little bit older. He's probably not quite as good enough shape or as good of shape as he was in. He's still a freak specimen. So I don't think he's going to be exactly the same player. But like, yeah, dude, he retired young. How old is Aaron Donald? 35? 36?
I think he's something like that, yeah.
So, I mean, it'd be one thing if you're getting 47-year-old Aaron Donald out of retirement. Like, he still has some good years ahead of him, I would imagine. And then you pair him with one of the most dominant edge rushers we've ever seen in the history of the NFL. So, I would say that's a slight. I don't know if I would look at that and say, oh, my God, the Rams are unbeatable. Throw my hands up. Like, what's the point in playing this season? Because to your point, it's football. Crazy stuff happens.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if I were a Seahawk fan, there absolutely would be a like, ah, Jesus, they had a really good offseason. How are we going to handle that? And, oh, by the way, the first time we played them, we threw 4 picks. Second time we played them, it took a 2-point conversion getting picked up. And the third time we played them in the NFC title game, they had the ball on the 3-yard line with a chance to win. Now, you won 2 out of the 3 games. Victor, go the spoils. You did it. They also, I think, had a significantly better offseason than you because they're hungry and they're trying to strike while the iron's hot.
They also won the Super Bowl, so it's easy to not feel real threatened after you win the title. I don't know if the Rams will live up to it. I know we'll get to it as camp rolls on, but like, I remember Swag telling me about when he was watching the Canton Bulldogs in 22 and 23. How loaded that roster was when he was a kid.
And he was
then
a
that
big
was
Canton Bulldog fan.
Immediately followed up by the Packers in 1930 to 1932. Like,
they were dominant back then.
Swag saw two dynasties back to back in his childhood, so he knows what it's like when rosters are loaded.
Some high school kid's going to get the full Swag treatment tonight.
Melsack question. Who do you think has more success in their first year as head coach, Jamarcus Shepherd or Justin Joyner?
Oh, damn it.
Justin Joyner.
Justin Joyner.
I mean, you have to go college basketball, do you not?
It's just more, more
takes
darts
fewer
to throw
kids,
at the board. More
it's a smaller roster. Like, yeah.
I'm nervous. Like, there was, speculation abound about Shepherd and the staff, and if they're 6-6, they'll leave. I'm far more concerned about Justin Joyner and OSU basketball actually being good to the point where he leaves.
Yeah.
That concerns me. I don't care that his wife is in Eugene.
I was kind of surprised.
That dude will take the biggest job he can get.
Yeah, and I don't know what their preference was, but obviously May leaving, they just made the other guy full-time, didn't they?
Did.
They just promoted from within.
Yeah.
I wonder if there was any call that was made
I don't
there.
Think he knew that was happening.
No, I'm not saying that he did, but after it happened, do you think Michigan called him?
No.
To come like
I don't think so.
Where was he as their assistant? Was he their top
he was their
guy?
Lead
he was their lead assistant. Lead,
number one for Dusty May.
Yeah. Just college basketball is more manageable to win, I think, in the short term
than
college football.
Also, in that conference, like, outside of Gonzaga.
Gonzaga's going to be great. We know
San
that.
San Diego State.
There you go. SDSU. Then who?
Fresno State has been good on occasion in the past.
Yeah, so you're giving me wiggle room to be third, maybe play second in that conference year one. If your coach is legitimate,
Colorado
and he's got the right
State's
talent.
Had some success, but I don't know if the same coach is there as when
outside
they,
of one team, you don't know how it's all going to shake out. Yeah. So,
Mail Sack question: how much does the narrative change if Tom Dundon was to rehire Mike Barrett?
Whoa, that's a great question. That is a poll question of the day.
That
Holy
could
crap.
Be one of the single moves that he could do to
shut everybody up. Would that shut people up?
Try to. Yeah.
If you get a lease deal done in the next 2 weeks and you rehire Mike Barrett as your TV play-by-play guy, what is the narrative?
I think it goes now back to the team.
I don't know what the complaint would be, unfortunately.
Then I think it actually goes back to the team.
Why do we have 74 guards on our roster?
And how good can they really be?
That's Tom Dundon's fault. If Tom Dundon brought back Shans on AI and then also hired Barrett,
that actually sounds like something he would do, does it not?
Your free throws.
I mean,
it's gonna be Tom D.
Yeah, I don't know.
How much is the Claude membership?
I don't know how much it would change everything, but I do know
if he gets a lease agreement and hires Mike Barrett, it absolutely changes everything for
that
people.
That shuts a lot of people up for a while.
It certainly does.
Last one here, and then we'll go. Always appreciate the Mail Sack questions. Mail Sack, power rank these events that would make you cry. Number one, Oregon or Oregon State wins a national championship. I'm assuming in football. Number two, Blazers explode this year. Dame comes back. They win it all.
Okay.
Number three, your wife announces she's pregnant with another kid.
Yeah, crying because my life's over.
Or number four, opening night for Portland's Major League Baseball team.
Swag's crying about his wife being pregnant for a different reason.
Yeah. What was his name in Italy?
Salvino.
Silvano!
Taking care of that baby, though, aren't you? You take care of that baby.
Power
rank. What was the last one?
The opening night for Portland's Major League Baseball
MLB.
Team.
Yeah.
All of them would make me cry. If I'm going to be honest with you, I'm a crier. Every single one of them would. Power ranking, Oregon won. Blazers 2, MLB 3, another baby 4. But all of them would make me cry.
I think the only thing that would bring, I would get caught up.
Baby being 4th on that list.
The other three are significantly happy tissues, and these are like, oh my God.
Those are making me cry. I think the only thing.
Seeing the Blazers win a championship, you wouldn't cry?
I wouldn't.
No.
I wouldn't cry.
I'd be ecstatic. I'd be like.
I'd celebrate.
Well, you also don't watch when there's game 7 of your team playing in a championship, so what do you care? No wonder you wouldn't cry.
Can't go to the parade. I got a golf round booked.
Would you quit?
Got tea time at noon.
There's a Thorns game on. I'm not watching game 7 of the NBA Finals. Were you kidding me?
You going to the parade?
You want me to
Timbers
be there?
FC? Got the Junior Timbers playing tonight.
Mail sack, Roger.
My friends are going to leave at halftime. I'm still
I'm leaving
miss
you
it.
Both on the side of the highway in Redding to hitchhike.
I'm only crying about the baby, and I'm not crying because I'm super jacked about it.
Nothing
I'm
in crying. Sports would make you cry?
No.
Nah, nothing.
Hall of Fame speeches can get me. Guys,
so
that
that'll do it, but your team winning something you've never seen him do wouldn't do it?
No, but does it say something about somebody if they don't cry if they see their team win a title?
I think you need to get in touch with your sensitive side.
I would argue I am. I'm the soy boy of the show. I'm maybe the most sensitive one on the program. I just don't. How am I going to cry?
Like, I mean, it's not about bawling out. It's not about bawling out and looking like
when
that.
When are you crying? When Dan Lanning hoists the trophy immediately as the buzzer goes off?
I'd cry the entire time. I wouldn't be bawling, but there would absolutely be tears in my eyes. If Oregon wins the national championship, I'm not going to sit here and act like there would 100% be tears in my eyes.
Like the Native American GIF video where yeah. just the one tear goes down?
Counts as crying.
Yeah.
There's a salty discharge.
I can't fathom I get there. I'm celebrating like hell, though. And if I find out I'm pregnant... If the wife is pregnant after Dr. Snip.
Antonio Cromartie did it.
Yeah, I'm well aware of that.
He's got the power.
I'm a little concerned.
He's got the power.
I don't have Silvano in my life, so I'm wondering a lot of things.
Sparta TRT brings you the mail sack every Tuesday. And also, whether you're hitting the gym or just trying to survive the workday, don't watch from the sidelines or claim your edge. Win at the second half of life. SpartaTRT.com.
Swagalicious.
Put a bow on this bad boy, and we'll do it next on The Fan.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
I'll be asking at the fan text line, 503-864-6326 for Swag, what was Marilyn Monroe like in her prime?
He's more of a Betty Boop guy.
You Betty Boop yeah. guy over there? You big Betty Boop guy? Yeah?
Black and white cartoon.
She can't stop it from coming. Last one for us today. We'll get
who was your crush, by the way?
Who was
up?
Your childhood crush?
Who yeah. was your lady crush?
Ooh. Who was your first one you remember?
I asked my cousin's dad who took us fishing. I said, who was your lady of choice back in the day? He's
probably
like, oh,
Christy Brinkley.
Question.
Christy Brinkley, huh?
Yeah.
It's a good one.
He's a little older than you, and so I was like, Raquel Welch.
I mean, Raquel Welch was an all-time hot.
He said, is it Susan Day?
Yeah.
Is that a name? I can't remember.
Does that ring a bell?
Susan yeah, Susan Day. Oh, she was one of the kids on the Partridge Family.
That's, yeah, okay.
And then she was a lawyer on L.A. Law
yeah.
for a while and did some other things.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
He cited her. I was okay. like, oh, okay.
All right.
Gotcha.
Everybody had a childhood crush, you know?
Some crushes don't leave your childhood. They go into adulthood.
That is very true. Look at you, Topanga. Last one for us here today. Big Ten Media Day is underway. They just had Brett Bielema was up on
yeah,
the podium.
Yeah, he was the first coach up.
And now we have Greg Schiano. So you start with Illinois and Rutgers. Illinois is a trip. I haven't, you know, I know the Oregon schedule, and then I'm reminded of it. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. Oregon takes its road trip. First trip to Champaign,
Illinois down on the plains.
This year. Mm-hmm. Anybody want to go to Champaign, Illinois? That's one of their road trips in Big Ten country this
year. I wanted to go to Illinois at a high school.
Did you really?
Illinois randomly had a pamphlet set up at our at Park Rose, and I was looking at it, and they had a journalism program. The pamphlet made Champaign seem like a really cool college town.
Seems like a cool place to go.
Who was it? It was Darren Williams. And who was his backcourt mate?
D. Brown? Yeah. Wasn't D. Brown the dunk contest?
Yeah. I always get D. Brown and this other guy mixed up. Anyways, that was at the height of their crazy run.
Yeah, it was D. Brown. You're right.
Yeah, D. Brown.
Yeah. With the headband and the big shorts.
Yeah, it seemed like a cool place to go. Didn't end up going, but I had interest. It seems like a cool road trip to take. Looks like you fly into Indy. More so than Chicago, and get there a little quicker. That's the cool thing I think about the Big Ten for Duck fans is like the amount of venues you get to check out if you want and say, Illinois trip, probably not going to cost me what Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan will.
No,
And maybe there's still a formidable opponent that we end up beating and I get to check out a cool college town.
I will be curious because I mentioned that. We talked about the Portland arena deal stuff earlier in the show and finally a bit of good news yesterday from both the county side and the Blazer side of saying, yes, we will sit down and we want to get a deal done and all that. But the idea of the car rental tax and that number has gone through the roof the last couple of years because of Oregon's move to the Big Ten. Mm-hmm. You're also still in the phase of the novelty of it because this will be year three in the Big Ten. Like some of the last year, you had teams coming for the first time. Now I know Nebraska came in the Taggart era and they played at Autzen, but this is their first time as a conference game. They're coming. Northwestern has not been here yet. Michigan has not been here yet. And so, yeah, fan bases who haven't made that trip yet. Do we think the novelty will wear off as time? Or is football a big enough thing where that will always be the case? Because I think that's certainly for some Oregon fan, you're like, oh, check it off my bucket list. I'm going to go see Oregon play at, Ohio State. Or for people last year, it was the whiteout game at Penn State. Would you go back if they're there? Or was it a one-time thing? That's a curious thing I have for the traveling fan bases coming to Autzen. Because I'll never forget, a random one that sticks out of my head. They played Minnesota at home on a Friday night last year.
Yeah.
And I was, mouth to the ground, shocked, walking around Autzen before the game, being like, there are so many
Gopher fans.
Minnesota fans here for a Friday night game for a, dude, you're going to probably get your ass kicked. And they were all over the place down there. Next time Minnesota comes, is it the same?
Depends how good they are.
Yeah.
I don't think, my cousin, my wife's cousin, who I've known for a very long time, he went to Minnesota. He lives in Minneapolis. He came out for that game.
Did he? Yeah.
And him and his friends from college, that was a really cool thing.
That was like your road trip for the year.
I think as long as the Ducks stay at the top echelon of teams, football teams in the Big Ten.
How many years go by between visits?
It depends. So two or three, potentially.
Is it two or three between Minnesota being here again?
Let me look up their future conference
schedules. I think it would be three or four.
See, if it's 4 to 5, I think
you're not playing everybody every year outside of the West Coast schools.
And when you do play them, it's going to be road versus home.
So I would think every 4 to 5 years would be the cycle.
So if it's 5 years, yes. If it's a diehard fan base of a power program, Penn State fan will always travel out here. Ohio State fan. Plus, don't underestimate the amount of those fans that exist within our state.
Yeah,
that's true.
I randomly talked and met with a former teammate of Archie Griffin at Ohio State who moved out here for his grandkids, and guess what game they went to?
Well, I also think early on, the fans that come out the first time and then go back and say, oh my goodness.
We had a great time.
We did this and this the couple of days before we went to the game, go here, go there sort of thing. So I think word of mouth from those fan bases that travel out. So I think it's as long as the Ducks stay up and relevant football-wise.
It'll always be a big crowd.
Where Autzen's going to be filled to the brim and it's going to be an experience there.
Do you think Matt Campbell wins at Penn State? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. So let's...
Championship, no. But I think he'll win at Penn State. Yeah.
If you were an Oregon fan and you went to the Penn State game last year, that's probably got to be one of the coolest sports fan experiences of your life. That venue is going to be just as rocking and loud and crazy and wide out when you go back. So some of those I dabble back in. Others could be, I went there. It was fine.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Don't need to go back.
Next year, Iowa will make their first trip out. Penn State makes their first trip out.
Those are two fan bases that are going to come out for that game.
Purdue makes their first trip out.
There's going to be more Purdue fans here than you probably imagine.
You got Ohio State again on the schedule again this year at home.
They'll
be there again. Look at 2028, see if they got Minnesota back at home.
So next year you have home games with Penn State, Ohio State, and Iowa?
at Autzen.
Woo!
It's a good little home schedule.
Woo!
Minnesota's not back the next year, but they make their first trip out to Minnesota in 2028. God, these
Minneapolis
big conferences
is a great spot to go to a game.
Big conferences are so dumb, man. That'll do it for us, folks. If you missed any of the show, go check the podcast, 1051thefan.com. Matt Dirt and Sprague and at 1051thefan on Twitter. We had George Reiser on Good Stuff College Football. Big Ten Media Days opening up with him. We'll tweet that one out here as soon as we're done. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The Firm. Harrison Moran is next. Listen to 1051 FM The Fan.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.